colors, candles, and crosses. How do you learn best? By words? Or diagrams? Or by touching something and doing it yourself? We all encounter the world and learn in different ways. Much of our faith culture is passed along in the written and spoken word, but much is visual as well. Early cultures passed along history and traditions orally. Later, those same stories were written down. At the same time, cave paintings and illustrations on ancient buildings and walls speak to the importance of visual stimulation, remembering, and learning. Because the artist is just as important as the storyteller. The church has been at the forefront of such a varied approach to proclaiming the gospel from its earliest days. The written and spoken word of Scripture and liturgy has always been important in worship, but so has the visual. Candles are a symbol of Christ as light of the world. An empty cross proclaims the victory of the resurrection. A crucifix reminds us of the Savior's passion and death. Stained glass windows or banners proclaim a message through color and symbol. Such visuals speak the gospel at so many different levels. Every Sunday, the altar color proclaims a theme. Advent is blue for royalty. Christmas and Epiphany are white for stars and angels and a light for the world. Lent is purple for passion and a royal procession to the cross. Easter is white or gold for the dazzling hope of the resurrection. Pentecost is red for the fire of the Spirit. And the Pentecost season is green to symbolize the growing time of the church. Communion vessels might be silver or gold, and candles are lighted because this is a most precious meal, and we set the table with our finest dishes. The stark bareness of the chancel, no colors, no candles, no furnishings from Maundy Thursday to Easter, announced the lonely vigil of death, which our Savior endured for us. Most stained glass windows proclaim part of the biblical message from Genesis to Revelation. Some churches have windows that are clear, so we are reminded of the world in which we live and are called to serve. We are surrounded by so many visual aids, and rather than take them for granted, why not let each be understood as a gift that enhances and enriches our lives of faith? For parents with young children, we have all felt overwhelmed with keeping children busy in worship. But what a blessing these visuals can be to help bring little ones into the power of our time of worship. Children's bulletins allow them to draw pictures that reinforce a theme for the day. Maybe you could have your child pick a scene from a stained glass window to copy and use that to talk about that message for the day. Ask your child what color the pastor is wearing and talk about why the colors change.